If you guys don't remember, this is the guy that said that I have small bite. Like when he couldn't describe anything, I think he thinks the earth is flat. And I kept trying to get him to tell me on what grounds does he believe that his personal theories are true. He said something about pi being in a box. And then he said, let's compare biceps. And he wanted to see my stomach. So that was a while ago. But that's
just what I do when people are mean to me online or disrespectful.
I wasn't being mean or disrespectful.
You took that part out. I watched the videos and I was like, damn, like there's a reason why you made it in segments rather than one whole one. But if you could just blur out my face, bro.
You can't blur out a face on a TikTok video.
Well, can you take out the TikTok, bro?
I don't think so. It's really funny.
Because I reported you. I DM'd you. Nothing's happening. I don't like
videos
in my face.
You, on your own volition, chose to turn on your camera, but I'm not allowed to repost the conversation?
No, you could repost the conversation, but if I would have known that my face was going to be seen for thousands of people, then that would have been a whole different thing.
What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with the way you look.
I know, but I just don't like me in general being on, like, with thousands of people seeing me. I just don't like that. That's all I'm saying, man.
All right, I'll take it down, but we have to have a conversation right now.
Okay, all right.
So what do you want to talk about?
Hey, bro, are you, like, for real going to take that down?
Yeah, if we have a conversation for more than, like, 10 minutes.
All right, okay. Evolution is true. I don't believe that. The Bible sucks. Yeah, kind of.
Okay, can we do... Well, I just want to do one thing. So do you want to do evolution or do you want to do something else?
Big Bang is true. I don't know about that. Every flat earther is either lying or stupid. I don't know about that. Theory, proven body of knowledge. What does that mean? Proven body of knowledge.
Like, we have so much evidence to support them that they are considered proven to the best of the scientific method's ability.
What do you mean by that? Just like anything like globe earth?
The earth being a globe, I guess I would call that. I don't know if that's really a scientific theory. I guess it's baked into the heliocentric model, which is kind of a theory, I guess. It's also baked into, it's an inevitable consequence of gravity and general relativity. So, like, kind of, I wouldn't say that the shape of the earth is its own independent theory, but it's baked into other theories.
Yeah, I think that the earth could be flat, be real. I think it could be.
Why?
To be 100 with you. Because I've never been to space. I've never been to space. And I know that, I don't know. You look very little into the moon landing. And then you got some people who are like, oh, no, we got the documents right here.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't matter if we've been to the moon. That wouldn't prove what shape the earth is.
Yeah, even then so. I'm not saying that the earth isn't a globe. I'm just saying that just because I went to school and everyone else believes it, and that people tell me science and math proves it. Like, you know, you can show me any scientific, like, thing, you know what I mean? You say, like, oh, the math is perfect. You know, it's math. I can make math perfect on any model if I want, if I was intricate enough, you know? And I think that, like, you know, like I said, it's math. And I don't know, I've just never been to space. And I see people that are like, oh, well, look at this video from this person. There's this curve. And they're like, well, look at this video from this person. There isn't. Then people are like, oh, well, look at this one from space. And the people are like, oh, well, this one's definitely CGI. Okay. And they're like, oh, look at these documents. And then you're like, well, look at these documents.
Yep.
And it's like,
yep. So you don't have to take anybody's word for it. You can test this out yourself. Like, for example, you can look at the position of the North Star and you'll find that when you do the calculation, you'd have to set the geographic North Pole as 0 instead of 90 degrees. Because that's where you're looking or whatever. But the angle that the North Star will make in the sky will be the same as whatever your latitude is if you're in the Northern Hemisphere. On a flat Earth, that just is like literally impossible. I mean, on a flat Earth, you'd see the North Star literally no matter where you are. Now, they come up with these very dumb arguments about light bending and curving and the atmosphere does weird things to say this is why people in the South Pole don't see the North Star. But it's so convoluted and stupid, and is you can't confirm that idea at all. But you would know, like, you'd kind of have to draw it out to see the way it would work. But on a spherical Earth, when you look at something that's over the North Pole, yeah, the angle it would make would match your latitude. It would be 45 degrees above the horizon at 45 degrees latitude, and it is. It would be directly over your head at the North Pole. It is. Now, you and I can't go to the North Pole, but we could take the measurement from wherever you and I happen to live. Pretty sure you're a northern hemispherian. And you would find, yep, that's exactly what you would expect. And we could compare our answers with, like, really basic trigonometry. And then we could see that if we assume the Earth is flat, it's going to be so far off as to just be laughed away and dismissed. That's just one example. Yeah,
no, I see what you mean. But even that example, for instance, I could take that math. I could even learn the math. I could study celestial navigation. I'm going to have to for my job anyways. I'm going to study celestial navigation and in the next couple months here. And I feel like even once I know that, I feel like I'm just going to think, wow, like, the math adds up perfectly. Like, everything adds, like, perfectly. I'm just a very skeptical individual because I look at the sun and the moon in the sky, and I know that other planets have their moons and it orbits, and, you know, it would only be wise to assume that, you know, or make the inference that, oh, we got these big old circles in the sky. The, you know, this one has shade on it from this angle, so it only makes sense that we're here. The math adds up. The sun can wrap around the Earth, like the Earth. And, like, I'm almost positive that every single bit of the math is going to add up perfectly if you did it that way. But I'm still very, very skeptical because, you know, like, to me, in my mind, I'm just an incredibly skeptical person. Like, there's a huge orb in the sky that burns when you look at it. And I don't know. I feel like no one's really questioning that. Like, they are, but I feel like, I don't know, I'm not the type to close doors on things.
What does that mean? There's an orb in the sky. Exactly. Well, what's there to question? Like, we know so many things about the sun. We know what it's made of. We know its mass. We know how far away it is.
You know what I mean? Like if I told you, I was like, bro, this person was doing things with your girl, and you were like, nah, bro, no way, and I showed you a video, and it looks exactly like her. You know, like, I mean, I wouldn't even blame you if, you know, you were a little skeptical of it because you didn't see it in person or if you knew her well enough, you know? So just because, like, you know, everything all adds up doesn't necessarily mean to me, like, because I've never been to space, dog. You see what I'm saying? You've never been to space.
But you don't need to go to space to know things about Earth or the sun.
Like, I don't know. I feel like people genuinely, like, laugh. Like, when I say this kind of stuff, but at the same time, though, to me and in my brain, it's like, okay, well, I'm not gonna laugh at you, you know, for thinking and believing what you believe, for your reasonings behind what you believe. But I just think that it's out of my mind that that's just as plausible. And I'm not a flat earther, but it's just as plausible to me.
Oh, well, it shouldn't be. That's the funny part. Because it's just, I mean, it's just so obvious that it's not flat just from being on Earth. I mean, there's no possible way a sun would set if the Earth were flat, for example.
Have you ever seen the Truman Show, dog?
Yeah.
Dude, that's all I'm going to say, man. I'll leave it at that. You know, skepticism isn't always a bad thing.
That's not an argument.
But it's an example.
No, that was a fictional movie.
You're right. It was a fictional movie. It was a very, very interesting one.
In terms of being a valid, useful social critique of anything,
what got people to believe that the Earth was round originally was not being open-minded to there being something else other than flat Earth. No. So if you're not open-minded, you're just walking into a closed door. Is what I see.
But it's about the evidence.
All right. So let's say tomorrow.
Hold on. You say that, but you're not being open-minded about the evidence.
All right. May I offer you a theoretical?
I suppose.
All right, so let's say tomorrow. Some really higher up underground undercover people come out and explain the entire truth of the Earth. And it's not flat or a globe. It's a concave Earth. And they just all made up this incredible science, this huge lie. Or let's say that the entire thing was about you and a select group of 1,000 people. Like, let's just say if this were to happen, like, how would you feel?
If I found out tomorrow that the Earth was actually concave, how would I feel?
Yeah.
Dumb, I guess?
All right. Okay. I think that's food for thought.
What is it? Therefore, what? Thought, brother.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, tell you my philosophy of life.
But you didn't tell me
anything. You should be more open-minded.
You just said, imagine a world in which you're wrong. Okay, I've done that. Now you understand. No,
well,
I don't.
If you did, then you wouldn't be laughing at other people. You can't even comprehend, or you cannot, truthfully, as of right now, you cannot grasp the concept of my perspective, but I can grasp the concept of yours.
I don't know what your perspective is. I just like evidence. That's what I want to hear. If you think that something isn't true, I want to hear. Okay,
so, but the thing is, with your evidence isn't good enough for me. Your evidence isn't good enough for me, but I'm not going to laugh at you because of that.
But, well, that's fine, but I've told you a couple of ways in which you could prove it to yourself.
Yeah, with math.
I mean, like I said,
you were laughing at that example I gave you a moment ago. If I showed you like a video of your girl with another man, you still weren't there. You'd still be skeptical.
Because it's so out of pocket, and it's not. I'm not asking you to look at a video that NASA made. I'm telling you how you could do it yourself.
I'm gonna say the math adds up. That's her back tattoo. There's me right there with her. And you'd be like, well, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Again, you're using an example that is like me telling you, we know the Earth is flat. Go look at the pictures. I get that flat earthers don't buy that. I'm telling you what you could do yourself with your feet on the ground to tell that Earth can't be flat.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to have to do that. I'm actually going to have to study celestial navigation pretty soon. And whenever I have to do that, I'm probably going to come back. I'll let you know if that is going to aid. And like, because like, I suppose therefore I'll know more about stars, navigating by stars and how the Earth rotates. That might very much so.
So what
with
evidence
that newfound
do you have
knowledge,
to back up your
change
fears?
My skepticism. But at the same time, though, until then, I'm going to keep thinking what I think now.
What evidence do I have to back up my theories? Let's say that there's a pie.
Because I don't know. There's a lot of people I know who've gone that far, and they know all these things, and they went to school for these things, and they still believe these things. So it's like, okay. There's people who know more about the Earth and the globe Earth than you who believe in a flat Earth. What does that say?
That they're lying.
Okay.
I've talked to them before. They're fucking idiots. I went into a Discord server with a whole bunch of them. We spent 20 minutes trying to get them to understand how a circle works, and they could not understand
it.
Finally, after they did understand it, then they changed the subject. You got muted. I don't know what it was.
Nah, there's a lot of things, man. There's a lot of people talk about, they're like, oh, they always hit you with the fisheye lens. They always hit you with, your eyes are circular. They always hit you with depth perception. They always hit you with their own math. This guy gave me a website of how like the sun and the Earth would rotate around a flat Earth. And you ask him a lot of things. You ask him like, well, what's 8 miles underneath the Earth, or what's after the ice wall, or what the hell is an ice wall, or like what's on top of the dome? They'll hit you with, I don't know. 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 But you know, you got to give some of them credit because they speak on what they do know. Some people know all the same science as you. Some people even know more about depth, more about math, more about distance over certain places. Because then some people will say, oh, the Earth is definitely a globe because you wouldn't be able to see this place from that place or this skyline over the water. But, you know, even on the globe Earth model, the Earth is an oblate spheroid. So, you know, it's still going to be very flat on some parts. It's going to be super flat on some parts at a certain distance. And it's going to be real curvy at some parts on a distance, you know? So with it being an oblate spheroid, so some parts of the Earth, you won't, like at a certain height, you won't be able to see any curvature. In some parts, you would be able to. But that would work on a flat Earth model as well. Because even if the Earth was flat, it still has hills and mountains. So in the distance, you'd still be able to see a curve on a flat Earth model.
No, you don't see curve. There may be objects that obstruct your view, but it's not like I don't see how anybody could possibly go to the ocean on a clear day and think the Earth is flat, because the horizon, which there wouldn't be a horizon if the Earth is flat, is a very sharp line. It's indistinguishably, or it's unmistakably the top of the curve of the Earth that you're seeing from your perspective.
No, you can't see. No, not from an ocean view. Yes. Not from an ocean view. No, I work, dude. I've been offshore for the last 3 years, man. Okay. I'm in the ocean all the time, brother.
Okay. You can't see. If the Earth was flat, there would not be a horizon.
There would not be an horizon?
No, because if the Earth is flat, you're always above the water. There's no point where there's no hump that the water can curve and be below you. I don't know how to say that. There's no, well, it's actually weird because when you look, your line of sight is skimming the top of the water, and then the rest of it is behind the curve. So it's below you, but behind something. That's a better way to put it. The water can never be behind something. In this case, it's weird because it's behind itself. But if the Earth is flat, it extends out forever. You're always above it. There's no sharp cutoff. What would happen is the atmospheric haze, refraction, diffraction, whatever, would eventually just blur out the water from your line of view, and you wouldn't be able to see it anymore. There would not be a sharp horizon.
But you wouldn't say that on a flat Earth model, that if the sun moves, I don't know, however it moves on that model, but if it were to go as far enough, it still wouldn't give you an horizon.
The sun is irrelevant.
Constantly, but you, bro, the sun is the horizon, man.
The sun is not the horizon. What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about when the sun sets.
Well, a sun can't set on a flat Earth either. We can talk about that next. But the existence of a horizon.
It would just turn into a dot, no?
Yeah, and the sun doesn't do that. As the sun got farther away from you, it would get smaller. It doesn't do that. If it changes at all, it changes by like 1%. And it wouldn't visibly go below the horizon as a visible disk, which it does. But a horizon can't exist on a flat Earth.
All right, I suppose that is a pretty fair point. I'll just look into that more.
Sure.
But I had this one guy explain it to me. He's talking about perception, the way our eyes work, how the Earth and the sun moves and stuff like that.
Yeah, we see in hyperbolic geometry, which we don't.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Yeah, they just make stuff up.
Yeah, but I'd still be pretty fucking skeptical, man. I'd still be pretty skeptical about everything and all things.
Okay.
For the people in the chat, by the way, who are globe Earth people, who are fucking tweaking about flat earthers having oxygen, you need to have more fucking love in your heart, bro. Honestly, like, you're talking about other people having a problem, but at least they're not fucking mean. At least they're not mean. Laughing at people. So what does that say about you? What does that say about your character as an individual?
I don't know. I think it's fine to laugh at some people. There are sometimes there are reasons where it's not appropriate to laugh at people, but other times there are. And if you think Earth is flat, I have no problem laughing at you, because that's too dumb to deserve any respect.
And y'all can project to call me a snowflake, but I won't be mean to y'all.
Do you want to talk about evolution?
Evolution? You believe in evolution, bro?
Yeah.
You believe we came from monkeys, bro? Or monkey-human hybrids? I know what you're going to say. The Homo sapiens?
Well, we are Homo sapiens.
The weird...
But we're not monkey-human hybrids, no.
You know what I'm talking about.
No. Not really.
You know what I'm talking about.
Not really.
The original humans, the ones with the weird skulls.
Evolution just means to change over time. So, you know, our ancestors, if you go far enough back, were a different thing than we are. We're pretty confident it was this other great ape called Homo heidelbergensis. But no, evolution doesn't work by two things that are different having sex, and then a hybrid comes out of them, and that's the new species. That's not how Darwinian evolution works.
Man, you know, I don't blame you for believing what you believe and thinking how you think. And if, you know, I'm sure if I had a degree in something and I found some bones and told you some shit, you'd believe me simply because of that, because that's how you are. Words do. I mean, that's what you want to believe. By all means, if that's what you want to believe. Like I said, I'm skeptical, especially when it comes to what other people say. I'm not easily influenced by other people's, what they call facts. I mean, facts is going to tell you to eat carbs. Facts is going to tell you that medication is going to help with your mental health. 9 times out of 10, it don't. So, and there's your facts right there. Same people giving you the same facts. I'm in phenomenal health, mind and body. So I think I'm on the right track to an extent.
Okay, so what about evolution, though?
Evolution? I don't think that shit's real.
Why not?
Because I don't think we came from whatever they're saying that we came from.
Why not?
I mean, maybe some other animals. Nah, because it just doesn't make any sense.
But that's not a reason to doubt something. That's not a very good reason to doubt something.
Humans haven't been around for a long time. So you're telling me we have bones from dating all the way back to whatever we were originally. What was the most original form of like the bones, or what we have, like actual factual, like we can hold inside of our hands proof?
Well, if evolution is true, that means that all life is related, which would mean the original thing was a single-celled thing, probably that evolved billions of years ago. And I don't have a bone of that. Obviously not.
I
don't know what you mean by, like, I don't really know what that meant at all. What is it that, what kind of evidence would convince you that evolution is true?
What kind of evidence would convince me?
Yeah.
I don't think anything can. I think it's a theory. I think just like religion is a theory. Because I'm not going to believe one man telling me something and then another man telling me another thing. I wasn't there.
This is not what skepticism is.
Yeah, it is.
No.
It's being
no.
skeptical of what other people tell
no,
you.
No, this is not what skepticism is. You're just being close-minded. That's not what skepticism is.
Is evolution not a theory?
Yes, it is validated by evidence.
All right. Okay. A theory validated by evidence. Well, if it was validated by evidence sufficiently enough, then it would be a fact.
No, it would still be a theory, because that's what theories are.
Okay, so theories are things that we weren't there to be able to like hold inside of our hands to actually prove to be there that it happened.
I don't know what that means, but do you think that atoms exist?
Atoms?
Yeah.
Is that a theory?
Yes, it's called atomic theory.
Is that a theory? We can observe them currently?
No, you cannot.
Can't observe them?
No.
Well,
nobody
then,
will
then,
ever.
Yeah, I guess they are a theory.
Nobody will ever see.
Observe them.
Nobody will ever see an atom or a nucleus or a proton or an electron. We can make predictive models that say if something that has a positive charge that is really tiny that sits in the middle of an atom exists, then if you blast it with alpha particles, then some gold foil, it'll go through at oblique angles from time to time.
Kind of like how they were talking about gravitons, like how they're like, oh, well, we're just going to like make this shit up so that we got like, you know,
nobody's,
at least something.
Nobody's ever said that gravitons do exist. It's a,
yeah.
There's a branch of physics called theoretical physics where they work on things we don't know yet. But like to build a nuclear bomb, all of the at the time said that it's literally impossible. The idea wasn't unimaginable, but they looked at it on paper and they said it's not possible to split the atom and get a sustained chain reaction. And then somebody did it, and then they tweaked their calculations and they were like, holy gosh darn golly, it is possible. But it was the 40s, so everybody was going, meh. So they said, yeah, it is possible. Man. Holy smokes.
I mean, because you can have me dig up, like, you know, have me right there with the archaeologists digging up the bones. We get dated back to certain time periods and date back all the people who, you know, had passed away and be like, oh, well, these bones lead up to this time and people must have been doing this and that and that and that and that. And I'd still be like, damn, bro. Like, I'm not going to believe this.
That's, well, okay, but that... That's not skepticism. You're just being thick-headed. You need to lay off the A&W root beer, bro.
I'm sober, bro.
And
all right. I'm just not comprehending how my belief system is making me laughed at. Like
I said A&W root beer and you said you're sober.
Oh.
That's why I'm laughing. I'd laugh like that if my own mother said it.
I don't really drink root beer.
It was a joke. But anyways, your idea of skepticism is just to, you're just being a contrarian or a, I don't know what the other word for that is. You're just saying, if an establishment says it, then I don't believe it, which is...
No, it's not necessarily that. It's that if I wasn't there, I didn't get to watch all these people have birth and stuff like that. And then create this human, which created that human, which created that human, which created that human. It's like, okay, well...
I mean, okay, but like to say I wasn't there is different than saying it's false.
I don't know, man. I've just like looked like historically, like mass groups of people have been manipulated on a large scale multiple times, so many times. I don't know. I know a lot of people who are wrong about like so much things and like so many different things. That, like, you know, like, I'm sure if you're talking to a vegan, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is the best way to live. You're going to live forever, yada, yada. If you talk to, like, a keto carnivore, they'd be like, oh, it's the best way to live. This is definitely true. The facts say this, this, and that. But ultimately, it's just going to be two biased opinions. And you know, who's to say which one is really true? Same thing with this as well. You can't be like, oh, well, we're all just going to come together and collectively agree upon this. You know, you got your reasons for behind what you believe, and I got my reasons for behind what I believe. And you could... You know, beat around the bush saying, oh, this theory is a different type of theory because it's more so proven, or it's a scientific theory, so it's different, but it's still a fucking theory, dog. And, you know, in theory, pretty much in a nutshell means I have no fucking clue. This is my best guess. Through, like, and you could say, oh, well, it's inference-based, logic-based reasoning behind it, and there's science, and it all adds up due to the math, but it's like, yeah, I just don't want to believe that. There's nothing wrong with it. I still have a great life, still get tons of poo-tang, still have phenomenal health mentally and physically. Doesn't affect my brain. Still make hella
bands. Oh, yes, it does.
Doesn't affect... Well, how?
Oh,
phenomenal,
man.
Mental and physical health. And I'm not mean. And I'm not laughing at you. So how dumb am I?
I wasn't necessarily implying that you're mentally ill or stupid, but it affects...
And the people in comments, y'all have to imagine, y'all are calling people names and stuff like that. You know what I imagine? Like... You look inside your heart, especially before you start talking to other people some about some. Body's a reflection of the mind, so I swear.
Hold on. I just got it.
Better not be obese calling me a name.
I just gotta stretch real quick.
So yeah, right now.
I'm just stretching. Just give me a couple seconds to stretch one out here.
That's not a stretch, bro. You're just putting out your arms.
No, I'm just stretching. Okay. I don't know what to talk about anymore. This is just.
I don't know, man. I really hope fun. That you guys take what I say in consideration.
You know, for all the reasons you said you do things the way you do and you're happy, I'm in the same boat, so I don't know. I think I'm good.